Any other questions?
James, I have a question.
Go ahead, Chris.
So I like the idea of this task force, but I don't think that I don't think we can create it here at the NFC. Would we have to draft a motion to carry to the NFC in order to bring this to fruition? Would that be the suggested protocol?
Who are you addressing that?
I'm not sure who I'm addressing it to, candidly. I guess Stephanie.
Yeah, I believe that there has been a motion that was drafted at least a month ago. I mean, I believe, I'm fairly certain my dates may be wrong, but I didn't attend to the meeting for personal reasons in August. And I believe that the motion had been written at least in July. So there was the possibility of having this group being able to work during the month of August and me being able to work with them on that. So to my knowledge, there is a motion that has been written, but
do you recall who
did, I believe.
Wow. We
truly to the staff.
Major earthquake here in Santa Rosa.
Say that again, Chris.
We are having a major earthquake here in Santa Rosa.
Oh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
what
yeah.
Number
a lot
like?
Of ground motion.
Are you
a lot
okay?
Of ground motion. Yeah, everything's fine.
So far.
It's about 15 seconds of motion. Yeah.
Wow. Was it like a five?
It in that region. It was a good shake. It'll be reported
tell.
Real soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. You can't
oh,
tell
here it comes again.
You
here it comes again.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. Very similar to the last round. Okay.
Wow.
I'm a little concerned. I might hop off the call in a minute.
Yeah.
Understood.
I think you should do that now. You just said it was a 4-point
yeah.
Song.
Yeah,
you
it was
need to
a
get
mistake.
Out of the building, Chris. Please do
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
I'm just observing the situation right now. But thank you.
Yeah.
So, who was the motioner?
The motion was originally written by Susan Young, and I know
okay,
she was on another call. Yeah, so I don't know if that where that stood, but
okay. No further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Kim.
Julie to the staff.
I just want to say it was 4.5 and the center was 2 miles from Santa Rosa. So you're right in the center, Chris.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank
okay.
You.
Go ahead.
You know, California's not falling off into the ocean. That's good to know. Okay, thanks for that, Kim. Julie?
Yeah, I was going to report that, yes, Susan Young wrote that motion. I don't remember exactly when, but it was sometime in August. But we have not had a chance as a PMB to act on it because,
right.
Well, other things have been on the agenda.
Correct. That this.
It's been
now,
on
now
the
that
agenda
I hear
several
the name
times.
Involved, but, you know.
We've just run out of time. That's right. We've just run out of time in meetings, and it just, you know, I mean, probably we need to move it up on the agenda.
I was just concerned. So, it sounded like it was some ongoing thing that we didn't know about, but now that all
no.
Makes sense. I appreciate that. Thank you, Julie. Anybody else with questions or further discussion on the CFO report? If not, I'll say thank you very much, Julia. You will be missed. We're coming up on missing you greatly. We appreciate everything you've done. Yes, you're certainly welcome. Okay, so now I think the next item would be the review of the Pacifica Affiliates Network budget. And I don't specifically think we need to review it in specific, but we're at the point where we should just have some discussion about, you know, are we ready to go ahead with it? I heard Kim say earlier that she wasn't ready to vote for anything until we get to the central services formula, which requires us to get to the national office budget, and that's all logical. So Kim? Let me just open it up, and Kim, you can go ahead and have the stack.
Well, I move to postpone this, a vote on this, because it's not final. None of these budgets that we're reviewing can be final until we set central services. So what we're doing now is reviewing all of the budgets we get until we get central services, and then we can put it all together. Because, you know, if we approve it, we're going to have to go back and relook at it. So that's my motion to postpone it until we get central services.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Arpok.
Yeah, there's nothing to postpone. There's no motion on the floor, so you can't postpone a motion that's not on the floor.
Good point.
Postpone taking a vote on the affiliates budget tonight.
Thank
you, Paul. Yeah, so let's just have a discussion about this topic. Where are we? You know, can we proceed to a vote, or you know, do we need to wait for the set of services? I'll just point out that, you know, we have been approving budgets in the past without getting to the central services formula, mostly because it was just very hard to come up with a central services formula when so many units were not paying central services. And we wanted some basic operating guidelines for what the stations were going to be doing. So that's basically the conversation we're in now. And since those are the next topics of conversation, and the one thing that I personally would like to get done before we do lose the services of NEDA is arrive at a central services formula, which requires it's very intimately related with the national office budget. The idea is that central services are providing for the national office operation, and we need to know what the national office will require in order to arrive at the central services formula for the stations. And of course, there's always a caveat that there's unexpected things can occur, such as the recent flurry of legal expenses that have happened for the last few years. So that's basically where we are in this conversation. We do know that the next thing we're hoping to do is discuss national office budget, central services. And, you know, do we absolutely need to wait to approve this budget that the Affiliates Network has brought forward with provisos that they would be willing to cut programs, or they will be cutting programs if they don't reach their operating expenses as we go forward? So any conversation, any discussion, anyone wishes to speak on this? I hear it. Deadly silence.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, what I tried to say was out of order, so I don't think there's any point in saying it again.
I'll just respond. I'm not going to put too fine a point on it, but I don't think it would be the end of the world if we approved the budget that we have from the Affiliates Network. They have been paying central services, although actually until we actually get them separated as a separate unit, which I guess is in progress with the, now that we have access to the administrative function of Great Plains, hopefully going forward for the, you know, as of October 1st, we will have them as a separate unit. Right now we don't, but that's of course what this budget is for beginning October 1st. I don't see a problem with going ahead and voting for their budget now, and I'm hoping to hear some further commentary on that. Did I hear a voice?
Julia.
Go ahead, Julia.
I just have one comment that, and again, this is just, this is a work in progress. The worksheet that I did, trying to project or, you know, calculate some different options for central services, had the affiliate central services based off on their, based off of their prior 4 years audited revenues, would be about $5,000 less than what they budgeted.
Okay.
I think they budgeted 38.5, and based on how I calculated it, it would be 33. Assuming
what number were you using? What percent of revenue were you using? Was it 15?
Mm-hmm.
15. Got it.
Correct.
Question.
If you use 15, that gets us to $1.5 million, which is less than what it takes for the national office to pay its bills.
Right. Did I hear another voice there?
I just threw that out there. For
yeah, no, I think that's exactly that's perfect timing. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Julia, was the $5,000 less based on a miscalculation or the fact that it's less than, or their revenue is less than they've been using?
No, she, they used a higher percentage.
Okay.
And I don't know what they based it on. I think they might have based it on, to be honest, I don't know what they based it on. I do know that the percentage that they used was too high, and we talked about that at the last session. I'm not sure what revenue number she did it on. I calculated everyone's estimate off of 2018 through 2021. Audited revenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that,
thanks.
It's a combination.
Was that to avoid the PPP? Right. And why did you use those years, Julia?
Because that's how it was looked like it was done in 2020 for the 2020 amount.
Any other discussion? So, I don't know. Again, I'll say for my part, I think we just to get it over with, and if we need to go back to it, we can. But I think, especially since they seem to have overestimated the amount that they would be paying in the budget that they submitted, it would be we would be safe to go ahead and approve moving this up to the PNB at this point. With a recommendation, with, you know, obviously, again, budgets are projections, they're roadmaps, they're not written in stone, and we're going to try and be monitoring what's happening at the stations as we go forward. I think it's safe to do this, and I'll entertain further conversation from Kim or anybody else who says, no, we shouldn't. Anybody want to speak on that?
Question?
Yes, R. Paul.
Are you making a motion now or talking about a motion that may or may not be made?
Yeah, I'm talking about a motion that may or may not be made. I haven't actually done it yet. Yeah.
Hey.
Do you want a motion? I'll make a motion.
Go ahead, Beth.
So moved that we pass the pier.
Okay. So the motion
so moved is not a motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the words.
Let's get the words. The NFC recommends to the PNB that they approve the budget, the Pacific Affiliate this Network budget. See attached, I guess. You know, we'll attach it.
The NFC recommends to the PNB that they approve the draft FY, let's see, the PAN, draft FY 23 budget.
Thank you.
Budget proposal.
Julia.
Go ahead, Julia.
Are we putting a caveat in there about, you know, adjustments for central services or not?
I'm okay with doing that. I wonder also if we should put a proviso in there about their understanding that they would be cutting programs if they were, you know, if operationally they weren't meeting their numbers, you know, as we go ahead. So maybe we could say something like subject to quarterly review or periodic review from the NFC.
Stephanie? Technically, you review them monthly.
Monthly, yes.
I mean, that should be, this is Stephanie, I'm sorry. Shouldn't that be something that then should be put in every budget that we've already approved? I mean, the budget.
Well, actually, with this is the first
basis, and the projected revenue and the estimated revenue needs to be reviewed continuously, and then those changes to expenses need to happen prior to them being, you know, necessary to happen. And then would we have to, if they're adjusting their budget based upon central service, then that same adjustment would need to be made on the budget that we've already approved.
Well, we haven't actually approved. This is the first budget that we're looking at for the new fiscal year. So we could put that proviso in all of them. We could just assume that that proviso is understood. But, you know, this is Pacifica. Maybe it's, it would be good to actually write it out. I mean, I think that that is generally what budgets, you know, you pass a budget and you review it on a continual basis to make sure that you're reaching your goals, you're in compliance with the budget. But if we wanted to put language in it specifically, Stephanie, do you want to write that up and we'll add that?
Sure.
So we just consider that to be understood.
I don't understand it. We need words. We need an amendment.
Yes, I hear you, Arpal. So that's, I think, what Stephanie is going to be working on right now.
Well, I think her point was that if we're calling it out for the affiliates, then we would have to call it out for others. If we don't call it out for the affiliates, then we don't have to call it out for others.
Right. I agree. And what I said was, given that this is specific, but perhaps that's a disparaging way to put it, you know, perhaps given our fiscal situation and, you know, the fact that many of us are amateurs, we forget these things as time goes by, it might not be a bad thing to actually write it into the motion. So while Stephanie's working on that, is there any discussion of that idea?
Could this be emailed to you, Jim, or...
Why don't you send it to our Paul? Actually, just send it to the natfinancecom@groups.io, and everybody will see it.
I don't think she's on the list.
I'm not on the list. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know that she's on the list.
No. I don't get the invitation or the.
Also, she can't. She can do that. So if you
she can send it to you, and you can send it to the list, okay?
Right. And somebody else needs to make the motion.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
Stephanie, just send it to me and I'll forward it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. I'm having issues with my Google mucking up everybody's address. Chris, are you still with us?
Hello.
Yes.
How's the shaking? Is it gone?
Yeah. I think I felt a little tiny one, like maybe a minute ago. Little tiny thing. But I don't know. Yeah, that was pretty violent. Pretty good shake.
What happens when you're sitting right on top of it?
Yeah, it was longer than any quake I can remember. It shook for, I don't know, it seemed like a good 15 seconds.
Wow. Yikes.
How long is this amendment?
Say it again, our Paul.
How long is this amendment? Could somebody like maybe say it fast? It might be faster than this email.
Right. I mean, all we really want to say, that's what I'm thinking, it might be easier just to add that, you know, budgets will be reviewed monthly with particular attention focused on projected revenue with adjustments to expenses and revenue made as necessary.
Okay, that sounds good, but say it again slow.
Maybe we better wait for the email to come in.
Oh, I can say it. Budgets will be reviewed monthly.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
With particular attention focused on projected and anticipated revenue.
Go ahead.
With adjustments made as necessary.
Okay, to add at the end, I guess, budgets will be reviewed monthly with particular attention focused on projected and anticipated revenue with adjustments made as necessary. Is that it?
Unless anybody has anything they want to add in reference to adjustments made to revenue or expenses, or if we just leave it vague with adjustments.
Yeah, that sounds good enough. And that is, in fact, just a description of what we do and are supposed to do anyway.
All right. It says budgets will be reviewed. So they were only talking about one budget at this point in time. Do we want to make that a singular rather than a plural? Budget will be reviewed?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We'll just probably be adding this to each budget as we do it.
How about a direct article, the budget will be reviewed monthly with particular attention focused on projected and anticipated revenue with adjustments made as necessary.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, who's officially making this?
I did.
Okay. All right, so we're coming up to the end of the time for this item, so we might want
to see that. Why don't we go to a vote?
Okay, so we're definitely voting on this?
Yes.
Okay. First, we go on the amendment. Copy that and put it where it needs to go. Can't see. All right. The amendment. Okay, let me read the motion. Main motion is the NFC recommends to the PNB that they approve the Pacifica Affiliates Network draft FY23 budget proposal. The amendment is to add at the end, the budget will be reviewed monthly with particular attention focused on projected and anticipated revenue with adjustments made as necessary. Please answer up when you hear your name. Nick Arena, who just wrote and said he's not going to be here. Chris Corey.
Can we ask if there are any objections first?
Yeah.
Chair?
Okay, yeah. Yes. Are there any objections? Hearing none, let's consider that adopted. Thank you, Kim.
Okay, now we need to go to the motion as amended.
Okay. I think we can dispense with rereading it. Is there any objection to the motion as agended, as amended?
Yes.
Okay. Paul, do you want to take a vote?
Yeah, give me a second. I got to bring it up again.
Take your time.
Who objected?
Kim.
Okay, it's the motion as amended. If nobody wants it read again, I'll just launch right into this.
Please.
Nick Arena, not here. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von. Say again. I'll come back.
Say it again,
yes.
Please, Beth.
Okay. Yeah. I had to get to where
Julie
I was.
Hewitt.
Yes.
Okay.
Julie Hewitt.
Julie's a yes. Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Julia Kennard.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. James McFadden.
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Abstain.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Susan Young.
I am here. Abstain.
Okay. Nick Arena isn't here. Everybody else has answered. 5-4, one against, four abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay. We are fast approaching our time certain. Could we just get a quick report on the national office budget, perhaps from Stephanie? And then for our next item would be central services formula. We'll have a quick conversation about that and then go to our executive session. So, Stephanie, do you want to say anything about the national budget? A national office budget?
No, I mean, I'll repeat what I said earlier is that, you know, I have no problem starting the national budget for fiscal year 23. We know fairly certain what the expenses are. We are looking at, you know, any sort of expense reduction, staff hour reduction at the national level as well. But in order to correctly determine our projected revenue, we need to determine what the structure will be for central service payments from each of the divisions.
Yes. Okay. And I think that'll suffice. Any other comments, any questions, discussion? That's going to be
Chris,
our next phase. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the amount of expenses over the last 9 months, and the national is running at about 1.6, I believe. That seems high to me. When we've had this discussion before about what the needs of the national office were, the number that we generally came up with was between 1.3 and 1.4. I'm wondering, I understand that, you know, it's like a big circular loop. What's reasonable? I'm going to advocate that we consider what's reasonable in terms of needs for the national office and then figure out how to get the stations able to pay for that rather than saying, okay, well, half the stations aren't going to pay, so I guess we can only afford half the amount of services that we were getting, most of which were necessary. You know, it seems like we're working ourselves into backing ourselves into a corner, a really bad one at that, because I don't know. I mean, I don't think people appreciate what the national does for the organization and how necessary it is. and basically cutting the budget of something that's necessary doesn't really make any sense. Getting the stations to the point where they can afford what's necessary, that makes sense. So I'm going to advocate that we come up with a budget for the national office that makes sense for the organization, and then figure out how to make the organization work in a way that will actually be able to make those expenses happen, rather than just, you know, waving a magic wand and pretending that those expenses are going to go away, because I don't believe they are. Anyway, that's my two cents. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Susan.
Go ahead, Susan.
I would just like to second what Chris has said. I think that's really important. The national office budget is some sort of smoke and mirrors to me. And it's like when we had to make payroll at KPFK, oops, it came from the national budget, from the national office. The national office is currently covering the health insurance premiums for both WBAI and for WPFW, even though WPFW, I had heard, was current with their central services. So there are these loans back and forth that make the whole thing extremely difficult for me to understand. So I second Chris's idea that we rationalize this conversation in some way, so that we're just not chasing our tails over and over again about what it is and what it should be.
Anyone else?
I just like to make a correction to something that Susan just said. Julia.
Go ahead, Julia. I heard Julia, then our Paul.
I just wanted to clarify that WPFW is not current in their central services, nor is KPFA. Not to pick on them, because they're the only two that have been able to pay those up until recently, but they are, neither one are current.
Thank you very much, Julia. That is, again, a way that it's very, very hard to keep clear about the depth of the problems we face when even our strongest stations are not current with central services.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Our Paul was next.
In fact, WBAI in arrears with the health insurance again, because I was under the impression that management had prioritized that enough that we were not behind on it.
Ms. Julia, I can answer that. They are making current payments, but they were so far behind when they made that as a priority that I think they have 4 months from earlier in the year that they have not been able to catch up on.
Yeah, that's
okay,
correct.
Current
payments, but that's 4 months worth that the national office has paid for this fiscal year that they haven't recouped.
It's about $40,000, right, Julia?
A little over, yes.
Yeah, a little more.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Susan.
Yes. This conversation that we're having, where even our Paul at WBAI is not up to speed on what that situation is, and that we as a national organization have only a hit or miss understanding of this relatively complex set of budgets, is the reason why I have put the motion before the national board to organize an insolvency group, because literally Julia, soon to be gone, and Stephanie have to make decisions every week about what to pay and what not to pay, with the possibility that the decision about what not to pay triggers some catastrophe, like the power going down in KPFK, and for the signal to go down. This is what we face we are currently not structured in a way to be able to work hand in glove with management to deal with this. So that's why I've put forward the insolvency motion. It might make sense for it to be the National Finance Committee to serve this function, as it already exists and is probably the most familiar with all of these matters.
R. Paul for STAC?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. Okay, what happens there is, no, I didn't not know about the 4 months in arrearage. I've written reports about it. My impression was we were talking about paying lately. And yes, as far as I know from the general manager, BAI is now keeping up with the health insurance payments. I knew about the arrearage from, what is it, almost a year ago now, you know, last year's arrearage, whatever it was. And so, yeah, I knew about that, but I was talking about currently we are, in fact, as far as I know, paying right now. So just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you, our
caller. Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I want to make a comment on that, too. I didn't really understand your comment, Susan, about not currently equipped to work hand-in-glove about these matters. I think that's exactly what we are doing, and that's how the national office knows what needs to be covered and when it needs to be covered. I think the real question is, what are we going to do about the revenue so we don't have to keep playing this game? The problem is not we're not working hand in glove. The problem is we're not making the revenue. What are we going to do to address that question? That's just
okay. So that, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so what we can do about the revenue in the short term is extremely limited, as has been demonstrated by Jim Dingman's Nielsen's challenges, by the national finance, by the national fund drive, by the time it's taking to get underwriting in place, questions about NFTs and what they will generate. We have immediately cash requirements with limited ability to pay them. And I would like to ask Julia and Stephanie, and this may need to go in closed session, what are the choices of bills we may not be able to pay in the next 2 weeks? What is going to go further?
Open session material?
I think it should be clear.
Yeah, no, that's not for open session. And I want to say that we are now basically at our time certain, but we did have a motion to go in, or we did decide to go into closed session. So I think what we need to do is have a motion to do two things. One is to go into closed session now, and the other is to extend the time of the meeting. And that would involve, I think we've pretty much discussed the connection between the national office budget, central services formula. The only thing we didn't discuss was the number 11, the NDA and electronic transmission consent. I'll just say now, please, anyone who hasn't, send them in. And now we can move to extend the meeting time and go into closed session. So I'm going to move to do that and ask if there's any discussion. Julia? Was there somebody trying to speak?
How long do you want to extend the time for the meeting?
Let's say 10 minutes.
This is Kim.
Go ahead.
I say a half an hour.
I'll say 15 minutes, and we can extend when we get there if we need to. How about that? So there was an amendment to a half an hour. I amended that to 15. So let's go with my final amendment, which was a motion to extend the meeting by 15 minutes. Let's go to a vote. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that now supersedes the amendment to extend for half an hour. So now we go make that the main motion. Is there any objection to extending the meeting for 15 minutes and going to closed session? Hearing none, we'll do that. Fred, can you please cut the stream and we'll go to closed session and extend there if we have to.